Dr. Oliveira is dictating for February the 15th, 2023. The name of the patient is Mary Kay Shock. The last name is S like in Sierra, C like in Charlie, H like in Hotel, U like in Uniform, C like in Charlie, K like in Kilo. Chuck. Mary Kay, M-A-R-Y-K-A-Y. Clinical case. Over 66. Year-old white female that has a history of CKD stage 3A, A3. 3A forward slash 3A, A3. The patient has a liver transplant. She has been taking everolimus, EVE, E like an echo, V like an Victor, E like an echo, O, R like in Roger, O like in Oscar, A like in Lima, I, M like in Mike, U, S like in Sierra, Everolimus, in combination with Prograf. The patient has a Prograf level of 3.9, which is satisfactory at this point. The kidney function remains very stable. The serum creatinine is 1 and the estimated GFR. Is 60 mLs per minute. Period. In the protein creatinine ratio, there is a significant increase up to 1,558 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This is bothersome. Whether or not this is related to the administration of Prograf or everolimus is a possibility. However, I would like to have the opinion of a transplant nephrologist. For that reason, we are going to inquire the possibility of referring her to Largo, L-A-R-G-O, Transplant Center, since Tampa General refused to take care of this patient. And the reason was the transplant was done, the liver transplant was done in New York. Number two, this is part of the number one. The patient will be transferred to irbesartan 75 milligrams every 12 hours. And we're going to stop the administration of losartan, period. In the back of my mind is the deleterious effect on off PPIs. This patient has been chronically treated with the pantoprazole, and we know of the untoward side effects. The patient will be switched to famotidine 20 milligrams daily if there is a relapse of the heartburn and symptoms related to GERD. She will increase to 2 a day. Number two, the liver transplant is functioning well. Number three, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number four, vitamin D on supplementation. Following number, history of hepatitis C and malignancy in the liver in the past, reason for the transplant. Following number, degenerative joint disease. The patient was encouraged to follow a low-sodium diet, fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. Revaluation of the case in 4 months, paragraph, we spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.